Welcome to the FemiPod. These are conversations about females for everyone to listen to, learn from, and engage with. Brought to you by your Femi founders, Esther Kewen, and myself, Lydia O'Donnell. Back to the FemiPod for episode 107. It is good to be here. I know you are all probably expecting us to have a guest this week, but we actually have a very exciting guest for next week, so you must come back for that episode. But this week I am here, as always, with my bestie Est, and today we're going to chat about how we can balance both performance and health at the same time. But before we get into that conversation, Est, welcome back to the pod. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks, Liz. We just finished a really good run together, which was fun. Training's going good, actually. I had a good week this week. I feel like things are clicking. I don't know if that makes sense to other people, but what I mean by that, and some of you will probably know, is like when you train for a long time and like maybe you have a down period or something. Like I think I had COVID again in October last year. And so it's been, you know, however many months since that coming back. And it's finally like starting to click again. So I'm starting to feel like, yeah, things are working and my body's able to run fast. And I was able to keep up with Liz for a long run today, which for me is a sign that I'm doing all right because she's a weapon. So yeah, that was really cool. And yeah, training's going good. Got a couple more weeks till Rotorua, which I'm really excited about that, doing the 10K there. And then I am doing Noosa Half Marathon now. So that's a new one on the racing schedule. And it's actually going to be on my birthday. So I'm so excited to run 21.1Ks on my birthday and then maybe go out and celebrate after, which will be really cool. However long we can stand up, because Liz has a little update there as well. But we'll probably be pretty tired. And our body's pretty sore. So yeah, lots coming up racing wise, which is really exciting. And I've just been sort of, I don't know, just wanting to test myself more and like get really excited about sessions. Like I did a 5K yesterday on the treadmill and I said to myself beforehand, I'm going to run under 18 minutes. And then I just went and did it, you know? So I feel like I'm in the zone and my brain is on my side, which is good. So yeah, training's going good. How's your training going, Liz?
Yeah, it's funny when you say when your brain's on your side, because I feel like that's something we talk about all the time, and like how important it is to like have your mindset in the right place, especially when you're like training towards a particular race or a goal. And like believing in yourself is just such a massive part of it. I think a lot of people put so much emphasis into like the physical training and running towards a race, but actually your confidence in yourself and your mindset is like just as, if not more important than actual like training your fitness in your body. And that's definitely something that I've learned even just over the last like 4 or 5 years. I think back in like 2018, I kind of had this like switch in my mind where I was like, damn, I think I actually can run these times. I just have never actually like believed that I can do it. And then as soon as I started believing in it, it wasn't like, I definitely changed the way that I was training up because I was learning more about my like female physiology, but I also just shifted my mindset so much to be like, there isn't a doubt in my mind that I can't do this. I know that I can. And then I went and executed on it to like pretty much exactly what I believed I was capable of, which is crazy. So yeah, that's a bit of a tangent, but I do think we all underestimate how powerful our minds are when it comes to performance and how much we should be focusing on that and not just the physical training. But for me, training has been going well. Yeah, I have been a bit all over the show as per usual. When I speak on the pod, I feel like my life is always quite chaotic. But the last week has been quite nice because I was settled in one place up in Tamaki Makaurau in Auckland for the week. And I was able to just kind of focus on work and running and get in some good miles. And yeah, Rotorua Marathon is only like 2 weeks away now, so it's not very far away. So it's, I do feel like I'm somewhat cramming, which is not ideal. And I do not recommend it at all as a coach to cram your training But because I did get sick and I had quite a few reckless weeks in terms of like travel, it interrupted my training a bit. So I'm trying to just like get in a bit more consistency in the last couple of weeks leading into the race, knowing that Rotorua is important to me and I do want to run well, but I also have other races in the calendar that I want to focus on. So Rotorua is somewhat of a stepping stone to other races too. And it's kind of nice because it takes the pressure off Rotorua. It is a national championship race, which means I want to be like racing it, which does bring pressure back. But yeah, at the end of the day, I just want to run well and feel good, and have a good time out there. That's the most important thing. So yeah, last week I got some good training in. Yeah, I had some big sessions. I did 4x3K workout, which was pretty big, and had a good long run today with you, Est, which was fun. Yeah, but not long to go. So it is nice. It does feel like for me also that it's somewhat clicking, but I'm still kind of battling with low iron and whatnot, but try not to focus on that too much and just do what I can do and enjoy the process, as we always say. So yeah, I want to run Noosa with you. I will do the marathon at the end of May, which will be fun because for those who don't know, Noosa is my home. So it's going to be nice to run kind of like a local marathon at home in Queensland. It's going to be a bit of a shock to the system because I've been in New Zealand for so long, and the humidity and heat in Noosa is like next level. Even in May, it will still be so much hotter than what we've been training in. So that's going to shock us, I think, quite a lot.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's going to be pretty rough. I think last year for the marathon, I think it was last year, Noosa was like 28 degrees or something, at like 8 o'clock in the morning, which is like pretty hectic. So
Fingers crossed for one of those chilly days. You never know. We might be lucky.
I highly doubt it, but it'll be nice.
But it's
Yeah.
sold out. It sold out so early.
I know all the races have sold out, which is crazy and just shows how like how much running is growing and booming at the moment. And it's not like just people are getting into running and going for like a Sunday jog every now and then. They're literally training towards races. Everyone is signing up to races, which is so cool.
So cool.
So exciting. And it definitely has made Esther and I like want to race more as well. So I think we're going to have a pretty chocker race schedule between now and the end of the year, which is really cool.
I'm excited. I can't wait to see what's after Noosa. I haven't really thought that far ahead. It's just focusing on that, but like, yeah, I'm
I know, I went
excited.
through and wrote down all the races that I want to do, and it is a lot. But I'm like really excited. There's a race in Rarotonga that they do every year. You run around the island in September, and I think it's about 30 Ks, and obviously going to be quite hot there too. But I want to do that race because I've like looked at it so many times over the last few years, and I've had a few friends that have done it, and it just looks like something different, not like a typical traditional marathon. So like races like that, but then also traditional like marathon and half marathons. So like got plenty on the race calendar. So very exciting times.
Cool, I want to come. Yeah, I feel like I thought maybe because I've recently started doing, well, not recently now, but probably the last like 6 months got really into saunas. And so I sauna like 3 or 4 times a week. It's actually unreal the way it makes you feel. I reckon it's like pretty unbeatable for my mental health. And I do cold water immersion too. Sometimes we go to one near my house and the ice bath is 3 degrees. And I've actually noticed though, throughout my cycle, I can handle it way differently. So, like pre getting my period, I cannot handle it. Like, I can do it, but it's awful. Like, it physically hurts. Whereas, like, through the follicular and even like early luteal kind of, so the first 3 weeks of my cycle, it's like completely fine. And I'm like, all good. But then, anyway, this is full tangent.
I think it's interesting because we have like talked about this before, but I don't think we've got the science quite to back it up yet. But the way that we can tolerate pain across our cycle can change. And I think that plays into like how you can tolerate heat as well. Because I even think about training and whatnot and how like much harder things can feel. Like obviously your hormones affect so many different systems, but I think one of them is your pain tolerance.
Totally. And we were saying this the other day. I went to dinner with some of my friends and we were talking about like what you need to be ready for, like pre-race. And I'm like, for me, I need to be like ready to be in the pain cave. You know, you need to be like pretty prepared that it's going to be pretty painful and like be in the right mindset. And then I was just thinking like, yeah, when you're in the follicular phase and stuff, it's so much easier to just be in that pain. Like it almost feels like it's not even that painful, but then you run the same pace in the luteal phase and it feels like you're going to pass out, but it's probably actually the same heart rate kind of thing, or it might be a little bit harder heart rate wise, but it just feels so much harder.
Yeah.
And so it's that mental side, hey.
Definitely. Yeah. Today I think I might be like day 8, I think. And I did a 5K tempo like in the middle of my long run. And like it was hard, but it didn't feel that hard. Like I was running and at like 2.5, 3K, as I was like, oh, you know what, this is actually fine. I could continue to do this for a while if I had to. But I know like at other times in my cycle that would have probably felt real rough.
Oh my gosh, it's so strange, eh? I feel like I didn't finish what I was saying before about saunas. I just went on a full tangent. Well, if I had, you know, built this ability to handle heat, maybe that'll help. But then,
totally.
To be fair, I just sweat so much, so I don't think it's helped in that front. I think I just, yeah, lose all of my electrolytes pretty fast. So
I
maybe.
think Dr. Stacey Sims has some really good insights into how you can acclimatize to heat during different times of your cycle and using saunas as a way to do that, but not necessarily like training in a sauna. But I'm going to get this probably wrong, but I think she says like do your training and then get into a sauna and get your body used to like adapting within those conditions. But I don't know too much about it, so don't quote me on this at all, but I think it is super interesting.
That's true. I do quite often do that because, like, I'll finish my run at the gym. Like, yesterday, I finished my run at the gym, and the gym has a sauna, and I just go straight in. And it is way harder when you've trained because your body's already hot. So I can't handle as much as, like, if I went and I hadn't just run. So, yeah, maybe it's something to do with that, like getting used to that heat right at the end when your body's already steaming.
So interesting. And then I guess from like a work front, things have also been pretty busy. At Femi, as per usual, we are hustling. We are trying to build the best running app in the world for women. And we're always on the go, as I'm sure all of you know. So yeah, things are coming along. I recently went and listened to the Stephen Bartlett show in Auckland, and I actually got to meet him in person. For those who don't know Stephen Bartlett, he is the host of The Diary of a CEO, an incredibly successful entrepreneur himself, and I have been listening to his content and I read his book for many years now, and I actually got to meet him in person. And of course, with that opportunity, I took it with both hands to pitch Femi to him. And then we actually, if you didn't see it on our socials over the week, asked you all to get behind a social post to get his attention. So firstly, shout out to you all for getting behind that content and posting about Femi and how much that has impacted you in your life. We are so grateful for that. And I want to very excitedly say that we have got a call with his team coming up. So yeah, massive shout out to you all who got behind that one, because we got his attention and now we're able to have that conversation and hopefully get his support for Femi, which is very exciting.
So cute. Yeah. And Liz was saying, like, Tags as well on the team, how much effort everyone put into the messages was so cute. So yeah, thank you everyone. We love you. And then product front, we're working on at the moment. It's pretty cool. It's pretty exciting. We're working on bringing more women into the app. So having functionality for people without cycles and on contraception. So watch this space, because that's a pretty big project that's going on in the background now. So we're really excited to bring that out and be able to get more people in there, get more people running, but in a really healthy, sustainable way.
Totally. We are so excited to get more of you on the Femi train. So stay tuned for that one. But today's conversation, we wanted to dive into the ability to both perform well and look after your health at the same time. This topic of conversation, I guess, has arisen throughout our experiences as athletes growing up and kind of always being led to believe that in order to have one, you had to sacrifice the other, particularly as female athletes, kind of encouraged that if we wanted to be the best of the best athletes and perform at this particular level, then we were going to have to just accept that our health, both physical and mental health, would be sacrificed to get there. And in all honesty, I fully believed that too for a big period of my life, like in my early 20s and being put under multiple male coaches who really encouraged me that I needed to restrict my diet and train to a certain level and kind of, yeah, put my health on the line essentially to reach the goals that I'd set out for myself. I accepted that that was the truth. And so when I did restrict my diet and I pulled things out of my diet, I completely stopped eating carbohydrates, and I did start seeing my health somewhat crumble. I thought that that was okay. And I thought actually that was like going to benefit me as a female athlete, because that's kind of what I'd been told. But obviously coming through the other side of that and hitting rock bottom and losing my menstrual cycle and falling into reds, realizing that what I had been doing wasn't going to work for me long term at all, I think I started to like learn and realize that it is not binary. You don't have to have one and sacrifice the other to get there. You actually can have your health thriving at the same time as your performance thriving, which is so good. It's like just such an amazing step in the right direction for female athletes, because we can all agree like your health is the most important thing in life, but it shouldn't stop us from like striving to reach our goals. So it's an exciting step and it's been an exciting change that I think we are all on this journey to like learn more about ourselves in order to be able to allow both to succeed somewhat.
Yeah, I love that. So true. I feel like sometimes we get pushback, like because Femi takes like a really holistic, sustainable approach to training, in terms of like, I don't know, factoring in all the things that are gonna impact someone, and then giving them the training that aligns to their lifestyle. Whereas I feel like me and you were basically just told do more, without being asked about our health or without being taught about things that are important to our health. And so we're just excited to have been able to created this thing that both Liz and I have implemented in our own training, same with like thousands of women that we've worked with, and the performance has improved. You know, like we've seen it black and white in front of us, that you can run better than ever whilst having a healthy menstrual cycle, or you know, eating a lot and fueling your body and not getting injured as often as potentially before, and not sacrifice your health whilst also, you know, performing at a high level. So I think it's just been so powerful to see and hear the stories from the woman that we've worked with in our own personal experiences, that yeah, you can have both and you can do both well. And I think it's just this shift in mindset, because it used to be, what was those horrible sayings, like go hard or go home, or like, you know, things, if you didn't like collapse, you didn't try hard enough, or like the last rep should be the fastest rep. And those are things that coaches like actually physically like said to us. And it's just ridiculous, because it's like, it's so detrimental to even the mindset as well, because you sort of, it's a all-in approach, rather than let's look at this person not just as someone who goes and runs and performs in running, but every other aspect of their life is going to impact their running. And so if those things aren't in line, then their running is going to be impacted as well. So I just think it's really exciting to see the positive change that we've been able to experience while being part of Femi and being coaches. And like, even one of the athletes that I was coaching for a while, I won't name her, but if she's listening, she probably knows it's her, and she had issues with her cycle. It was very, very irregular and or missing, and she was really fast runner, and she came to Femi, and then I started coaching her, and we tried really hard to get her cycle back to being regular whilst also still running, but we pulled it back a bit. And then over time, slowly but surely, it became more regular, and she was able to run more and more, and she ended up beating like all her PBs. And she literally wrote a message to us on our Facebook group saying she never ever thought that she could have a regular menstrual cycle and beat herself,
Yeah.
you know, when she compared herself to when she
Crazy.
had it in a regular cycle, and you know, suffering some bone stress injuries and those sort of things. So I think those stories are so powerful. And yeah, like I said before, we do get asked sometimes about like, you know, what does this approach mean? And we've actually seen it with our eyes that, yeah, you can perform better than ever whilst also being healthy and care for your health, which is, I mean, it's so good, because when you're in those zones, it's not a happy time when you feel
No.
that shit.
And I think what is so cool over the last few years, something I've noticed, is so many of these elite athletes, women athletes, have really like stuck around for a long time, and they're like constantly showing up year after year and performing really well. And I think that's because they're like, the world is changing in terms of how we're approaching women's training, and understanding that like fueling and taking care of yourself is such a huge part of like being able to perform well as an athlete. Whereas I think like 5, 10, 15 years ago, we were in this place where like so many women athletes were suffering, and there still are a lot, but I think it's definitely changing. So many women athletes were suffering, and you'd see women come through and perform really well for like 1 or 2 years, and then they'd kind of just like disappear. And I actually remember about 10 years ago raising concern about a particular athlete who was front facing a brand, and she was very clearly unwell. And I raised concern about it, and someone said to me, "Oh, well, she just looks, she just looks like a marathon runner." And kind of just used that as an excuse for how unwell she was. And now, like, I just think you see so many women who are running incredibly well, and that you can just tell that they're healthy, and they're also turning up and consistently coming through with performance results, which just backs up that they're taking such a different approach and it's working for them. And it's definitely what we talk to at Femi all the time, is like, we are here for a long time, and we want to encourage women to be able to run for as long as they possibly can. And it's all about sustainability, because in running, to even chase those performance goals, whether you're chasing PBs or not, you want to be doing it consistently. But to do that, you have to look after your health. So it's all like so intertwined. And what pretty much why we built Femi in the first place was to encourage women to take this approach, so that you can all enjoy sport and movement for forever, ideally. But yeah, I think that the physical health impacts is one thing, but the mental health impacts is also so important. And I think for me, I think about the way that my coach spoke to me when I was in my early 20s, and even just words of like, "Oh, it's just a few kilos here and there. Like, you just need to lose a few kilos." Had no idea like what that would do to the impact of my mental health, and then how that would impact my performance. And it wasn't until my late 20s, once I'd learned about my body and actually started speaking to myself, with more compassion and bring more confidence to those conversations, and not ever talk to myself about my appearance. It was all just like, you did that session, you've done this training block, you're strong, you're healthy, you're well, like you can do this, you can run these times. And speaking to myself that way, it like I was kind of saying at the start, like the power of the mind, it fully impacted my performance, So it's not just like physical health that we have to focus on, it's mental health as well. And if we can get those two things right, then we can also perform well. It's just like such an intricate puzzle that we have to like pick apart and figure out the way that works for us individually. But I truly think like mental, physical health is so like intertwined to our performance.
Definitely, yeah, that's such a good point. And like when we think about what impacts menstrual cycles, it's literally stress, right? So whether it's physical or mental or emotional stress, like that's going to impact how you're able to show up and perform. And I think about myself and you, Liz, and like the mental load that we're under with work. And also, like, you all know if you've listened before, I've had pretty big battle with anxiety over the last year and a half. And like I have felt that in my performance, and I've actually, and I also like what you said before, Liz, about like individuality, and like everyone's impacted by stress differently. Like there's a lot of genetics that play a part in it as well. So like you could be under, I don't know how to even put units of stress, but let's just call them a unit, 100 units of stress, and your mate might be under 100 units of stress. And your mate might lose their period and you might not. So it's like everyone's so unique, and you need to know your own limits and sort of understand yourself at a high level. But like recently, I just knew that I wasn't really recovering from running. Like my Achilles was battling and I was battling. And I just thought, well, what if I just run less and like cross train a little bit maybe, or like even just not even cross train and just run less and see what happens. Like, is it the fact that I'm just not recovering enough because of probably the mental stress that I'm under and then also my anxiety? And so I took that approach and I've like reduced my running a fair bit, but I'm still running like decent long runs and decent, like pretty hard sessions. So I'm still getting the quality in, but I'm running less overall. And, you know, I was saying before that everything's clicking. So things, take note of what works for you and like take different approaches and try things out and just understand that stress is stress regardless of where it's coming from. And if you're under a lot of it, maybe running a little bit less is going to help you actually run better. And that's kind of what we're all about at Femi. And we get messages all the time from women who are following our program saying, I'm running like a bit less than I normally run, but I'm running better than ever. And I'm smashing my workouts and I'm, you know, just ran PBs. So I think it's hard sometimes to break that mentality that less can be more, and like to be able to be okay with having or doing less than you normally do. But just try it out if you're feeling overwhelmed and that your body's not recovering, and see how you perform. Because for me, it's working right now. And I think it is literally because of the amount of stress that my body's under from all different places. So yeah, I'm going to give it a go, and it's going really well so far. So yeah, this is it's such a great topic. And it is hard because it takes, you know, experimentation, and it takes like sometimes changing mindset, like Liz said, which is difficult in itself. But yeah, our minds are so powerful. And when you take the right action for you, quite often your body responds in the right way.
And like to layer on top of that, hence why we love periods so much, is that as women, we have like our menstrual cycles, which are just like this kind of key indicator to us to whether we're like looking after ourselves and doing not too much and fueling correctly. And it is also just a good sign of how much stress we can deal with, because for a lot of women, when we are under too much stress or we're not fueling correctly or we're training too much, one of the things that can happen, as I'm sure many of you know, your menstrual cycles can become irregular or interrupted. And so we're just so lucky to have our periods to kind of be that signal. Like, I know if I saw irregularities in my cycle, like a normal typical cycle for me is anything from like 27 to 29, maybe 30 days. But if my cycle started pushing out to 35 and then up to 40, this is for me, so don't take this as a guide for you, I would know that there is something not quite right, and I'd be able to adapt what I was doing in terms of work and training and fueling to make sure that my cycles did come back in line to what is normal for me. And so we're just so lucky to have our periods, and especially when we're having these conversations around like balancing our health and our performance at the same time, because men don't have that indicator to tell us whether we're like redlining or not. Sorry, the pun. Essentially, like, it is a way for us to know if like we're pushing the boat out too far and it won't come back, you know? So
yeah.
Hence why what we do and why we really started Femi around the menstrual cycle and using that as an indicator for us as women, because we've all just like more so seen our periods as a nuisance in the past, but actually we're so lucky to have them.
We are so lucky. And just, you know, too much information to finish up this morning while I was running with Liz. I'm on day two, and that's, as women would know, probably quite often the heaviest day for us. And I was running and I thought I had really bad chafing, but actually it was going through my shorts. And like old me would be like, oh my God. And Liz and I were talking about it. We were like, we would have been so mortified that this was happening. But like, I was like, oh, whatever. And like, whatever. Just washed it off. And then it just came back and I kept running. But anyway, our periods are our power. And like, there's been way too much shame about it. And like I said, old me would have been very shamed by that. New me's like,
who cares?
It is what it is. Yeah. I'm out running and I felt fucking awesome. So
It's true. We've come so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like 10 years ago, I also would have been mortified by that. But like right now, it's happened to me recently too, and I just couldn't really care less.
I know.
Which maybe that's just an age thing too.
Yeah, maybe. And our work is literally all about periods. So
yeah.
But yeah. We're very, very accustomed to them now.
Yes. Periods are our power. They are. So I guess in saying all of this, just like know that you can allow your health and your performance to thrive at the same time. Both can be true at once, but use those signs and use your body as a sign, especially your menstrual cycle, to know if you are doing all the right things. And use the Femi app to get training that is actually booked for you. And it takes all of those changes into account as well. Knowing your body is one of the most important and powerful things, and I think it's yeah, it is such an amazing thing to reach your potential, essentially. Like Stephen Bartlett always talks, well, he was talking the other night about the fear of like not reaching your potential is what like scares him the most. And
Yeah.
I'm like, I couldn't resonate with that anymore. Like that's exactly how I feel. And for us women, knowing our bodies is just one way to allow us to reach those potentials.
Totally. I was actually having that convo with my partner the other day. I was like, it's a bit morbid, but I was like, we're gonna die, babe. And I was like, I really wanna like impact the world, you know? And
You
I
are.
want, yeah, I mean, I definitely think we are, and like that makes me really happy. But I totally agree. Like we're here for however long we're here, and I just am the same as you. I want to like, yeah, reach our potential and like do as much as we possibly can in the time that we have here. So it's, hopefully that's not a downer, but let's just fucking go get it, queens and kings.
Let's go. Well, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. As I mentioned at the start, we will be back next week with an incredibly exciting guest. So stay tuned for that one. But in the meantime, appreciate you all. Thanks for listening. If you haven't downloaded the app, you can go ahead and download it in our show notes. If you have any questions or concerns, you can get at us on Instagram at femi.co, or you can hit me and Esther up in our DMs on Instagram as well. But have an amazing, amazing week, and we'll chat to you all soon.
Thank you.